Hello.
Hi, is this Lloyd?
Yes.
Hi, Lloyd. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Okay.
Good. All right, Lloyd, we spoke last in the beginning of the week on Tuesday.
Yes, uh-huh.
I'm just checking in. Were you able to take care of any of the requirements?
Say again, sorry.
No problem. Were you able to take care of any of the onboarding requirements?
Yes, I'm going to do the, the application, and I forgot I have to do the comprehensive test.
The application and the comprehensive test you did already?
No, I didn't do it yet. I did it today.
Okay, amazing. And then a reminder to do to send over the IDs and the QuantiFERON and the chest X-ray from within the year.
Yeah, I sent it over. The test X-ray. I mean chest X-ray. Yeah, I sent it over from my doctor. I sent a copy with the application. I don't know if
you send it.
I text it.
Let me see. I'm not seeing it. It didn't come through. I'm going to text you from my number. Hi, this is Malky. Please send the IDs and chest X-ray to this number.
Okay.
And then if you could resend them to me.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yes, I did send it over. And it says, I think it says, welcome to the family, thing like that. Yeah, because I get a response back when I send it, you know.
What says welcome to the family?
Yes, uh-huh, that's what it says.
The application?
Yes, uh-huh.
So you already did the application?
Yes, I did do the application. And
wait, sorry, you did or you did not?
No, I did. I did. Yes, I know. We'll have to go back and look in my phone because it did say, welcome to the family and...
amazing, I see it.
You see it?
Yeah, the application I see, but the competency test and the I-9 you didn't do yet?
No, I didn't do the comprehensive test yet. But did you see the chest X-ray for my doctor?
In text message, I don't. But no. Did you upload it in the application?
Yes, because it says, when I was doing the application, it says you have to send the text. I look at it again. Right? It says you have to send the text. You have to send the, because I couldn't do it without it. It wanted the chest X-ray, so I take a copy of it.
So I see the chest X-ray, but it looks like it's from 2024. We would need it to be from within the year.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah, but it needs to be here. I see it, but it's from 2024, and we need it to be from within the year.
Oh, within this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll go back and let's go back and see my doctor and let him send it to him.
Okay, we actually have a few clinics that we could send you to.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the locations, and I'm going to let you know which one's closest. Hang on. Okay, so we have a location in Northern Liberties on Allegheny Avenue.
Uh-huh.
We could send you there to have a chest X-ray done free of charge.
Sure.
All right, when are you available to go?
What about Monday or so?
Monday. Yeah, Monday could work.
Yeah, okay.
You can go anytime between 8 and 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. I believe they're open.
Okay. Can you send me the address we're located with?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a screenshot, which is the authorization. So that's going to tell them.
Okay.
that is going to tell them, oh, sorry, one second. Let me see. Northern Liberty. That's going to tell them that you're, what you're there for and that we're going to cover the cost.
Okay.
What's your date of birth?
1154. I'm an old guy. But it's not their only, it's so long she can do the job. That's what's important.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, to take care of the client. You know.
Okay. Now, they might say that if they don't see a positive tuberculosis test, that they can't do the test. So I'm going to send you a screenshot of the QuantiFERON showing, of your previous chest x-ray.
Yes, okay.
Saying that you had a history of positive PPD.
Uh-huh.
So you could show them, and that way hopefully they'll just be able to do the chest x-ray right away, and they won't make you first get the QuantiFERON, come back positive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
because I had that, and I did the pills, the medication for it, and so there was nothing. So, but it shows sometimes like that, but I don't have it really as such.
Right,
know?
Exactly. It's not active. Right.
No.
Once positive, always positive. No problem.
Yes.
So I just sent you the authorization that has the address. And you should show the screenshot to the urgent care when you go.
Okay.
And then hopefully they'll be able to do the chest x-ray right away.
Yeah, because
No problem. Amazing. And then also those links to fill out the competency test and the I-9W-4.
Oh, the I-94, the tax form.
Mm-hmm.
I-94, okay, sure.
Okay, amazing. I'll follow up with you next week.
So you want me to send to text you my ID and my social security card?
Yeah, and also proof of residency, so an old ID that's dated from 2023 or before.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's what my wife has. So okay.
Okay.
No worries.
All right, we'll be in touch, and I'll follow up with you.
Thank you.
I'll follow up with you there Monday or later in the week.
Yes, I go there to the place on Monday. Liberty, Allegheny, you said. Liberty. Uh-huh. It's
Got
not
it.
Far from me because that's where I live, Allegheny. West Allegheny.
Got it. This one's on Girard Avenue. I think it's like
13 Girard
minutes
Avenue.
Away.
Okay. Yeah. I know where that is because I used to live down there at
Oh, no way.
At 33rd and I forgot the name, Shooks. But
oh,
I know
wow.
It is. Yes, I find it.
Amazing. And the address is on that form.
Yes, okay.
Also, the competency test, you don't have to worry about getting a good mark. As long as you fill it out, it'll be
marked
as complete.
Yeah, I recently did one, not had a job, and it was a lot of questions, but I came out with 90. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, all right, so we'll be in touch later in the week, and you could text me over the IDs. You could text me after you went to urgent care also.
Sure.
Amazing.
Yes, I have the ID and the thing here, and I'll let you see. Send it to you. Okay,
right.
Thank you so much for calling.
Of course, be well.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.